Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Been talking to a lot of athletic directors in the last year. We had all the Pac-12 ADs on this show, plus University of Portland, Portland State athletic directors, some others as well. I wonder how much the job of an athletic director has changed in the last 24 months, 12 months, 5 years. Valerie Cleary was the athletic director at Portland State until Friday. She has taken a new job at Multnomah Athletic Club as the AD there. Joining us now, Valerie Cleary. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, John?
How was your weekend? I always wonder about people transitioning on jobs. Like, what do you do on the weekend? How carefree did it feel?
Right. Well, I will say this Monday morning felt a little weird waking up. I spent the weekend down here in Sweet Home, Oregon at the Oregon Jamboree. I don't think there's anything more Oregon than that. So took the opportunity to stay outdoors, listened to some live music for the first time in a year and a half, and it was great.
Valerie Cleary with us. You make the move. You're getting out of college athletics, I hope just for the time being. I want you back in it, Valerie. But give us an idea, like kind of your mindset. You're an athletic director in today's world. Where was your head in the last few months?
You know, I find myself still processing through all of it because it all happens so quickly. And as you had mentioned, you know, it's been a different game in college athletics for the last year and a half or so. I mean, there's no doubt that everyone's day-to-day job has changed tremendously. But I definitely think in college athletics, not only did the day-to-day change, but trying to figure out what the future is going to look like is a little bit more hard to predict than what it was years prior. So kind of going through that process and having that opportunity presented to me to go and join the great staff and members at the MAC was one that I just really couldn't pass up with. But it's no doubt a career and personal pivot. I was sitting there by a propane campfire last night, but I was sitting there thinking, gosh, I've been on a college campus since my glory days at Chico State in August of 1996. And so just that in itself is just such a huge personal move for me to not be on a college campus come this fall. So it was a big decision, but I'm really looking forward to the opportunity, but we'll definitely miss college athletics.
What will you be doing at Multnomah Athletic Club?
You know, it's great. It's similar in many ways. It's funny because for anyone that understands the Multnomah Athletic Club, I mean, it's a big place, I mean, both physically and with its membership. So I will be overseeing all the competitive athletic programs there. So a lot of people either have had personal experience or, you know, might have competed against a MAC team, but it's everything from a youth competitive team all the way up into the master's levels. You know, for people like you and I, John, that think that we still have eligibility left in us, we still want to run up and down a court or swim competitively. So it will be a refreshing change. I think the cool thing for me that I really started thinking about most recently is it's kind of that spirit of sport still, where, you know, there at the club, it's people that are just really passionate about health and fitness still. And for, you know, the members that are part of the competitive sports teams are just really competing for the love of the game. And that's what I'm really looking forward to.
Valerie Cleary, former Portland State Athletic Director, is with us. PSU has lost a women's basketball coach, a men's basketball coach, and now an AD, all in the last cycle here. It's hard for me to look at that and not draw some conclusions. Is there something going on at PSU that has troubled you?
No, actually not at all. And while it looks that way from the outside, it's so fascinating from the inside looking out and to really understand how people might have that perception. But, you know, we're really fortunate. While it was hard to lose Coach Kennedy and Coach Peary on both men's and women's basketball side, you know, we were able to gain and retain, I should say, two amazing, amazing coaches. So Coach Coburn, you know, on the men's side, and Chelsea Gregg on the women's side are doing fantastic things. So the way I look at Portland State, it was actually really hard to leave because I feel like Portland State is on this upward trajectory right now. A lot of people know that we're partnering with a consultant right now that is taking a look at Portland State athletics to figure out what does Portland State need to do to kind of tip the scales to really bring Portland State athletics back to those glory days that a lot of local folks experienced. And I really believe that the work of this study under the leadership of President Percy is going to get us to that point. So selfishly for me, it was a very hard time to pivot away because I know that we're going to get those answers to what Portland State Athletics needs in order to be successful for the years to come.
The you know, the study that you talked about, there's a consulting firm looking at Portland State. I think it's been on the job since February. Looking at that, what specifically is the administration trying to get from this consulting firm?
You know, I mean, it's interesting because for all of us that have been involved with college athletics, but specifically Portland State, it's the same questions that come up year after year after year. And I think a lot of the schools like Portland State, that FCS level, are all grappling with the same thing. Who are we? Where do we fit in the big piece of the pie? Obviously, we have our peers down the road with Oregon and Oregon State, but they're vastly different in operation than what Portland State or University of Portland is. So you're always grappling with, okay, what needs to be kind of our premier ticket that we sell to the public? Is it men's basketball, women's basketball? We've seen the success of women's basketball in the Portland area with the in-state regionals over the past few years. Is it football? We know what the challenges are with Portland State with football, with having, you know, our home field now being out at Hillsborough Stadium. So it's just answering those questions about what makes the most sense and also just kind of how to get that strategic plan lined up for what's going to be most successful for the university, for the community, and, of course, for the athletic department. And some of it is, I think, just right in front of us. We know that, you know, men's and women's basketball and volleyball, we have a beautiful home at the pavilion for those sports. And so I think a lot of that will come in that study of saying, hey, this is where you might need to double down. But then also just kind of, I guess, taking the elephant out of the room and, you know, all the rumors about will Portland State have football? Portland State's going to have football. We know the football tradition there. But what does that look like? What does that mean for Portland State? What is it going to look like to try to get a seat in the big dance every year for men's basketball with March Madness? Those are the things that this study really is seeking to answer.
Help us out with that, because there's part of me that looks at PSU's facility in basketball and says, huge advantage there in the Big Sky. This program, men's and women's, could dominate the Big Sky Conference, get to the NCAA tournament with some regularity. But then on football, you have the exact opposite, you know, working against you. You don't have a football facility. Why are you so sure football will be part of the future at PSU?
Well, one, I'm biased. This is where it's nice kind of being on the other side now.
Yeah,
I'm biased.
Talk.
I love football. I'm biased. I love football. I love what football brings to not only an athletic department, but to a university and also to the community as a whole. To me, Portland State football at Hillsborough actually makes a lot of sense. We all know kind of that Washington County, Western Multnomah County, that whole area has just grown tremendously. And the product of Portland State football, even if you think back to the Pokey days, to the Mouse days, it was family activities. This is something that you could go out, take your family to, super easy to get to. You're not lugging them down the I-5. It's a reasonable ticket. You know, you could still go out, take your whole family, tailgate, still come out of there with some money in your pocket for dessert afterwards. I think it's a great fit. Then on the business side, as we know, it's so challenging to start thinking about, well, what does it look like without football? You just knock a stack of dominoes down, because then that impacts your conference, that impacts your travel for all of your other sports. I mean, we see what's happening right now with the, you know, with the Texas-Oklahoma talks, you know, about what does that mean for those conferences as a whole. The same thing would apply even at the Big Sky, the Division I FCS level. So to me, football is a no-brainer, but there's other people that are going to get paid big bucks, you know, to answer those questions. But to me, I think football's a no-brainer. And I, while I would love to have Portland State football in Portland, I think we know the direction of what Portland means. That boundary keeps getting bigger and bigger. And I see Hillsborough Stadium really fitting a great fit for Portland State football.
Valerie Cleary with us now at Multnomah Athletic Club, the former athletic director at Portland State. I love how candid you're being, and you're right. You can talk now that you're on the other side of this. Can you help us with sort of the contracts in football? How does that play into any kind of consulting world business decision? You know, would it be easy for Portland State to get out of game contracts and personnel contracts, or are those things super expensive and a detriment or a deterrent from PSU dropping football?
Well, you know, I mean, everyone kind of knows getting out of any contract, no matter if it's just, you know, your pest control contract or whatever it is, heck, our Dish TV, you know, that's always hard to get out of.
Right.
So, I mean, it's the same thing when, you know, it's the exact same process. Every contract that any team or university signs always has the clauses involved. You know, so that does play into it a little bit, I think, in regards to the time frame. I think the big public misconception is that it's a light switch. Like, oh, well, you could turn off the light switch and then just change up, you know, your sport offerings just like that. It's just not how it works. I mean, this would be a multi-year process for any sort of major changes, not only because of contracts, but because of all the other things that go along with it. So, yeah, do I think it could play into it? Of course. I mean, with FCS football scheduling, especially for those FBS games, you're looking 5-10 years out. We're right now at Portland State, you know, scheduled out through 2027. Everyone knows that. So that definitely could play into it a little bit, but that's just the nature of FCS scheduling. You have to get those games on your schedule early enough in order to lock them in.
How have you seen the paydays for those pay-to-play games that, you know, the Big Sky programs have traditionally taken against Power Fives? How have those negotiations changed over the years?
You know, with football, it seems to have stayed relatively the same. Now, again, you know, I was only dealing up to about 2028, you know, and getting ready to embark upon that. So I can't project out too much that way. What we did see, though, especially in COVID and post-COVID, is the men's basketball guarantees definitely dropping a little bit. And I think that's just a symptom of every operating budget, no matter which level you're playing on, had some challenges to it. So there's less money on the table to pay out for these games. So we did see it on the men's basketball side, but Coach Coburn has done an amazing job of building a great competitive Division I schedule. I mean, heck, they're going to play Iowa this year, looking at some other options here regionally. I mean, so there wasn't as big as an issue, but you saw the dollar change just a little bit.
Valerie, you know, I look at Portland State and I look at the pandemic and I go, okay, this had to play a role. Was the pandemic part of your decision to kind of take a break? Because I know there are a lot of people that have said, hey, my job's changed. Things have changed. I'm not getting to see students as much. Other ADs have told me that, you know, that the job isn't as fun as it used to be. Did the pandemic play a role?
You know, I would say the pandemic played more of a role personally versus professionally. You know, I've been working in college athletics for many years now, and like I said, higher ed for even longer. And with, as you know, having a daughter getting ready to head off to college, you start questioning a lot of things in your life. What things you might have been able to do a little bit better? Could you have been a little bit more present? And I think it was more of that. I think for so many of us, you either loved it or hated it, by being at home more really caused you to reprioritize your life. There's no question that being in Division I athletics is a very time-consuming, no-days-off profession. There's so much joy in that, too. You know, really one of the biggest questions my kids have right now is, one, what is my time going to be like? They don't quite know if they're going to like having mom at home a little bit more often than what she might have been.
Yeah.
But then also, too, it's just they don't know any different. You know, Olivia's biggest heartache was, you know, we were opening up football season in Hawaii. So being the guilty mom that I am, I'm shipping her off to her uncle that lives in Hawaii. She could go for a week and loop going to the football game.
I
mean, it's those kind of things that really, I think, over the pandemic have just, like, so many people just to, you know, reflect. The thing, though, that I will say that the pandemic really did impact me on professionally was, and this is what was so difficult in making that decision to transition over to the MAC, was our student athletes. I truly just love and enjoy every second that I've been able to spend with our student athletes. And even during the pandemic, we try to figure out these creative ways of Zoom and all sorts of things just to stay engaged with them. And for a lot of the students, I actually got to know a lot more during that pandemic because it was so much more of an intentional relationship. And then just these past few months of having student athletes back and being back in the office really created some pause because I was like, gosh, this is what it feels like. This is the craziness of the job that I love. And so that was really hard. So I will say, you know, definitely had a play on both the professional and personal side coming out of that pandemic.
Valerie Cleary with us, former Portland State Athletic Director. All right. You know, they're going to hire somebody. I'm not sure how I feel about not having Valerie Cleary at Portland State. I don't know if that's good for Portland State, but, you know, if somebody listening is applying for this job, they're listening to the podcast going, okay, what does she have to say on her way out? What does the next athletic director at PSU need to know?
Well, the first thing, the joke around the office is the last time I left Portland State after being an interim and I headed down to Willamette, Coach Barnum went on to have the best football season in the history of Portland State and was named FCS Coach of the Year. So yeah. I think there's like a guaranteed success that's going to happen. So whoever's coming in, you're welcome. It's due to my departure is what I'm going to say. But I definitely think, you know, that they're walking into a department that's pretty well set up in regards to the personnel and the student athletes. There's no doubt about that. This is not a department that someone's going to have to walk into and have to do a lot of PR cleanup. You know, our student athletes, they excel amazingly in the classroom, so you don't need to worry about that. Every single one of our sports has a QM GPA over a 3.0. That's a huge victory for us. So they don't have to worry about those things. I think the nice thing is that whoever comes in next will have the backing of almost 6 months worth of intensive conversation and research about Portland State University and Portland State Athletics. So a lot of the questions that have always kind of lingered out there will have some answers and some good data to them. So I think they're going to be really set up there. I just had an interview with the Portland Business Journal just the other day, and someone said, what would be that advice I would give to them? The thing that I would definitely say is know the people, and not just the student athletes, not just your coaches and staff, but just everyone that's on campus. That's really what makes Portland State a great place. Is there some really, really solid people that you get to interact with? I mean, just this past week, there's one of our park block favorites. His name is Ray, and he has this unbelievable, beautiful dog named Amari. And I just took in some time and was bringing Ray some tomatoes and just kind of hanging out in the park block because that is what truly made the experience of being at Portland State and downtown Portland just so remarkable is the people. So really take the time to get to know the people.
I get no tomatoes from Valerie Cleary, for the record.
I can bring you tomatoes. We got tomatoes galore out here in Roy. So just, I could bring them in, believe me.
Hey, I really have appreciated working with you, having you on the show, friendship, getting to know your family a little bit and over the years. And I'm not convinced you're done with college athletics, but I'll give you this sabbatical and I will support you. And I wish you the best, Valerie Cleary.
Thank you so much. I don't go away easy, so you're still stuck with me.
All right. Sounds good. Valerie Cleary, there she is, Portland State's outgoing athletic director. I have some thoughts on what it means for PSU, Big Sky Conference. I'm a little concerned. I'm more concerned than Valerie about this study that's being done, even though everybody's saying, no, it's a formality. Yeah, they've contracted. I have talked with the company that is doing this consulting work. They wanted to interview me. I told them that I was not comfortable giving them my input and my advice. If they want it, they'd come to the radio show. But I'm not totally sold that this consulting firm isn't going to come in and go, hey, football doesn't make sense for you, or playing football on the level you're on doesn't make sense for you. I also kind of feel like it would be a really sad thing if Portland State did drop football. We'll talk about that coming up. The Culligan Water Cooler Report is still in front of us. Hour number three of the show still ahead. I got a lot to talk about as it pertains to the Pac-12. We're going to go through Oregon's schedule, Oregon State's schedule. You got the BFT statewide. I'm a little nervous for Portland State. I think it puts a lot of pressure on Portland State to be in such transition right now with Valerie Cleary, the athletic director, leaving. They say they'll launch a search for a new AD, but they also have this consulting firm working on a recommendation for Portland State. And I'm a little worried that that recommendation will include dropping football. I've heard people said, no, they're not going to do that. But I think anybody who knows consulting firms knows that consulting firms come in to do one of two things. They're either there to affirm somebody's decision. You've made a decision. You're hiring a consulting firm. You're paying somebody to come in and tell you how smart you are. Or you're really having them come in to kind of, you know, unearth everything and look around. And to me, this study by Portland State feels a little bit like the second thing. Like, they're really looking at where they fit in college athletics moving forwards. And by the way, college athletics doesn't even look the same as it did a year ago. So I'm looking at the Big Sky Conference, and I'm going, yeah, it'll exist. There's a place for the Big Sky in college football and in college basketball. But I'm also kind of wondering, like...
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald-Faced Truth.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald-Faced Truth radio show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald-Faced Truth radio show. Thanks for listening.